Big political story that grabbed headlines all week, the presidential debate, the first time President Obama and Mitt Romney went face-to-face, and a lot of people still surprised by how it turned out. Joining us this morning, professor and director of debate at SMU, Ben Voth. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, happy to be here, Adrian. Thanks so much.
So first up, let's talk about President Obama. Some say he didn't look sharp, he didn't look prepared, passive. What was your take?
Yeah, I do think, Adrian, that he looked a little off the game. I think that it really showed the indication of someone who hadn't debated in a while. And I think the public sort of has to remember that Obama had not been on a stage like that since 2008 with McCain. And honestly, in the history of these kind of things, this happened. President Bush in 2004, similar thing. In 1984, Reagan, similar kind of thing, kind of walked in, just kind of thought, I'm president, I don't have to work at this. And I think that showed. I don't think the president looked very energetic or dynamic.
So the latest numbers were showing before the debate that President Obama was up in the polls. Mm-hmm. Do you think this is a case of he was just trying to be presidential, trying to stay above the fray for the time being and essentially allowing Romney to be the aggressor? Do you think that was the case here?
Oh, yeah. And I think there's all the way back to 1960 when they first started televising these debates, there's a basic premise that says the incumbent just sort of lets the challenger come and tries to stay presidential and hopes that maybe the challenger will make a mistake and kind of fall away from being presidential.
Now, a lot of the analysis afterwards, a lot of folks were saying that, you know, maybe he's going to be more aggressive next time. Do you think they change up strategies here?
Yes, again, that's very typical when you have these series of debates that there will kind of be a persona in the first one and then sort of an answer to the persona in the next one. So I think Obama will be more aggressive and probably coming after Romney a lot harder.
Mitt Romney, by many accounts, had a very good debate. A lot was on the line for him, as we said. He kind of had more to lose and more to gain, perhaps. Your thoughts on why he seemed to be so effective? He looked right at the president for many of his responses.
Well, as a debate coach, it really kind of makes me excited to see the difference that practice makes. And I think the process that Romney went through, where he was debating so much in the primaries with so many adversaries. Remember, in those Republican primaries, those four or five other rivals were after him almost the entire time. And so for him to have an opportunity to debate just one person was it really probably a luxury he enjoyed. Like, I'm just going to focus on this one guy and try to take it to him.
And does that really matter all that much, being, for lack of a better term, in game shape?
I really do, and I certainly tell my debaters that, you know, practicing is key. And so when that happened for him, I think he actually savored the opportunity, and that was very evident. And again, we know from history that incumbents sort of struggle with this. They just think they can walk in presidential and not practice. We know President Obama even left some of his practice early, saying he was kind of getting tired of it and didn't want to do it.
Now, do you think Romney is just as aggressive next go-around, too, or does he have to be prepared to answer some more challenges?
I think, you know, he's going to face a real challenge in that there's already an effort now to portray him as too aggressive, and so he'll need to sort of probably temper himself somewhat, but at the same time not get run over. So there's, you know, this very difficult continuum to navigate.
All right, so this week we have the vice presidential debate. We have Joe Biden and Paul Ryan going at it. What are your thoughts? You know, what are their strengths and what are their weaknesses? What can we expect from both of them?
Well, ultimately, the conventional wisdom is that Joe Biden will make a lot of gaffes and things like that, but I actually think that conventional wisdom is mistaken. Biden is actually one of the most experienced among the four people debating. He's run for president many times, and he certainly did fine in a fairly difficult situation in 2008 where he was debating a strong female, and a lot of times males are unwilling to debate females, but he actually handled himself pretty well against Sarah Palin, and so I think he'll be fine. Paul Ryan is kind of the youthful persona. He is seen as someone who has a command of facts, especially when it comes to budget and economic issues, which are likely to come up. But his youthful vigor may overstep, and that's something he'll be kind of watching out for.
All right, SMU Director of Debate, Ben Voth, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Great to be here, Adrian.
And we'll be right back after this quick break.